Hey everybody, this is Emma from The Big Bellied Yogi, a podcast that shows you that it is possible to follow your dreams, be active, and be healthy at any size. As a yoga teacher who dares to show up in life in a larger body, I'm keen to share my life experiences, expert research, and practical lifestyle and fitness tips so you can feel comfortable in your body, no matter your size. Welcome to the show. Hello, beautiful people. It's Emma here with another episode of The Big Bellied Yogi, and I'm so excited you're here. As I speak, or as you're listening, I should say, we are heading into spring here in Australia. But I just want to point out, where I live in Western Australia, I'm in the Noongar region of Western Australia. If I look at the indigenous countries of Australia, the Noongars didn't have four seasons like we follow from like Western culture. There was actually six seasons. So technically we're actually in Djilba season, I hope I've said that right, which is kind of like the first spring. So it's actually still really cold. So August and September are still this Djilba season. We don't really see proper spring type weather until October. But according to sort of the Western season calendar in Australia, 1st of September, we tip over into spring. So I thought it'd be a really great time to talk about doing a spring clean of your social media. And one of the reasons why this popped up as an idea for an episode is that I was on Facebook last week, and I don't spend as much time on Facebook as I used to. And I was really surprised by an ad that popped up. And the ad was actually a terrible ad. It was a video ad all about shapewear. And the idea was, if you've got a huge, big belly, like I do, the best thing you could do is buy this particular shapewear. And look how amazing it is. When you pull it up, your belly completely disappears and you turn into a really thin person. But what was funny about this ad was that they were definitely using a filter, and you could see when they like did the cut in the video from the before and after, and it was really obvious. So it was great reading the comments, because so many people were saying, this is ridiculous, it's fake, and then there were other people in the comments saying, why do we need to look thinner anyway, and all that stuff, which I love to see as well. But I was really shocked by seeing this ad, because I've spent the last few years really cultivating my social media feeds, so that I rarely see this kind of stuff anymore. I rarely get reminded that I should be thinner by things that I see on social media. And so it was a reminder to me. Sorry, that's my dog coughing, if you can hear him. It was a reminder to me that, you know, so many women are seeing these kind of things all the time, which is another reminder that you're not good enough the way you are, and you've got to make sure you look thinner to be happier, healthier, more attractive, blah, blah, blah. The other thing that popped up for me recently was someone that I follow on Instagram. She is a doctor who's quite open-minded about the fact that, you know, women are sort of told all this really crazy health stuff. So she's not quite an anti-diet person, but she's really interesting. She's very, very anti-patriarchal, I think I would say. Anyway, she was talking a lot about the fact that she's been seeing lots of ads lately for weight loss diets for women who are in menopause. And I haven't been seeing those, but from time to time, I do see ads like that as well. And I had to think to myself, why was I seeing this shapewear ad all of a sudden out of nowhere? And I figured out that it must be because I recently bought this nail polish kit so that I can do my own kind of manicures, professional type manicures at home. And what social media ads do, particularly Facebook and Instagram, because I know how these ads work because I've done some courses on them, is that if you're an advertiser on Facebook or Instagram, you can choose other interests or other brands that are similar to what you're trying to sell to to show people who have looked at those ads to look at your ad as well, if that makes sense. So because I'd been interested in something beauty oriented, which is nail polish, the people that were running the shapewear ads thought, oh, if this person's interested in nail polish, she's probably also interested in shapewear. So that's how these ads were put in front of me. Now, I'm going to tell you in a second how to get rid of ads like that in case you don't know. But yeah, it was kind of quite shocking because I hadn't seen that type of media in my social media for such a long time. And just a little tiny segue again. I keep segueing today. But what I loved personally about getting nail polish is it's something that I can do in terms of my appearance and having fun with color and, you know, presenting my personality that has nothing to do with the size of my body, you know. So sometimes as we get, if we have largest bodies, it can be harder to find clothes that sort of fit our personalities because there's a lot less to choose from at higher sizes. But, you know, things like nail polish and makeup, if you're interested in those things, not saying you have to be, but nail polish and makeup can be great ways to sort of show your personality, to enhance your appearance, to have fun without focusing so much on the shape of your body. Just a little aside there. So let's go back to social media and doing a spring clean of your social media. We, most of us spend a lot of time on social media, don't we? I don't know about you, but you know, most of us do. And so if you're constantly seeing people who are talking about diets all the time, or who are saying that you need to be thin to be healthy, or that you should wear this certain shapewear so that you'll be attractive, or, you know, if you're seeing all these messages all the time, you know, if we go back to yoga, which obviously is one of the most important aspects of this particular podcast, you know, we constantly see really thin people doing yoga. We see really bendy people doing yoga. We see people who look perfect doing yoga. If we're constantly bombarded by these images and by these messages in captions that say, you know, eat what I eat and you'll look like me, or this is what I do to look like me, which implies that if you do the same, you'll get the same results. If you're surrounded by those messages all the time, it just reinforces those feelings of shame or inadequacy or, you know, not feeling worthy. And it can really impact how we show up on a day-to-day basis. So I would really love you to think about this and think about doing a spring clean of your social media so that you can rid yourself of anyone that makes you feel bad about yourself, anyone that's giving information that's not really true, like, you know, if you do my diet, you'll look the same as me, that kind of information, or anything that just makes you feel like you've got to change yourself to be worthy, right? So there's a couple of things you can do. Now, I was just talking about ads for shapewear. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but in all ad posts on Facebook and Instagram, you can actually, at the top of that post, I'm talking about being on your phone because I'm not on my computer as much. So I'm talking about being on the phone. There's usually like three little dots across the top next to each other in the top right-hand corner. And you can click on that and say hide ad, and then it'll ask you why. And that way you can tell Instagram, say, it's not relevant, or you can tell Facebook it's not relevant, and they're not going to show you as many shapewear ads anymore, for instance. So that's what I've done. And I'm making sure that I can curate the sort of ads I want to see. So, like, not that I actually want to see many more nail polish ones because I've got my nail polish now, I'm happy. But, you know, I'd prefer to see nail polish ads than shapewear ads, for instance. That's me personally. We've all got different interests. So I would highly recommend that you curate even the ads that you get to see, because that way, you know, you're not going to be spending money on things that you don't need. because I want you to remember that you are worthy, you are beautiful, you are gorgeous, you are healthy, you're amazing, just exactly as you are. You don't need to buy lots of stuff. You know, I didn't need to buy nail polish. And that's what the difference is, right? I'm buying nail polish to make myself feel happier, like to enhance myself, not enhance myself because I feel bad about myself, but to show my personality, to be more of me, more of the person I am currently. As opposed to when we buy shapewear, for instance, and again, I'm not trying to shame anyone who buys or wears shapewear, because if that's what makes you feel good at the moment, then please do it. But can you see in the long term, it's saying I'm not good enough the way I am? Anyway, let's just use it as an example. Please remember, I'm not judging you if you do this, because I've done it in the past, so I'm not the one to judge, right? Let's use it as an example. It's there to say, I'm not good enough the way I am. I need to change myself. I don't like the way I am. I'm going to change the way I am. So can you see how there's a slight difference? So I prefer, if you're going to be spending money, that you're spending it on those kind of things that are enhancing you rather than detracting from you. So that's advertising on social media. But then, of course, you know, you can also have people that you follow, say on Instagram, that make you feel bad about yourself. You might have friends on Instagram or Facebook who are constantly talking about their diets or how much weight they've lost or those kind of things. If they're becoming triggering for you, then you've got two options. One is unfollow. And if someone looks for you, if you used to be friends with someone on Facebook or follow someone on Instagram and they look you up, they're going to know that you unfollowed them or that you unfriended them. Okay, so they don't get a notification from Instagram. They're not told that by Facebook. But if they go looking for it, they'll know that you've unfollowed them. So that might not work for friends and family. That might not be the best option. But it is an option for, say, businesses or like influencers, people who don't know you. You can unfollow them and then you'll never see their stuff anymore. And that can feel really empowering. The other thing you can do is mute people. So you can take a 30-day snooze from people. This can be great, like say on Facebook, if someone's on a diet at the moment and they're constantly posting about it and you're feeling a bit triggered about it, or it makes you feel bad about your diets in the past, all that kind of stuff, then you can snooze them or mute them. So I think Facebook is snoozing, so you get a 30-day rest. And I think on Instagram you can mute people, which means that you no longer see their stuff. You're still following them. They're not going to know that you're not seeing their stuff, but you don't have to see their stuff anymore. So there really is lots of options to curate what you see in your social media feed so that it uplifts you and makes you feel good about yourself, rather than pulling you down and making you question yourself and feel bad about yourself and have shame about yourself. Now, if you are taking people out, it could be a great time to then add some people in. Now, what I've done is I've done this by, especially at the beginning of this curation thing that I did started a few years ago, is I looked for people that were big in the kind of anti-diet or body positivity area so that I could start following them. And then following them led me to other people. So what I'd really recommend, that if you have certain interests of people that you've been following on, say, Instagram, then find someone who looks more like you to follow in that same sphere. So let's think about, a lot of people follow fashion on, you know, fashion brands on Instagram. So someone who I love to follow who's got a larger body, she's Australian, she's usually showing off Australian brands with, you know, size 16 to 18. Her name on Instagram is @iCurvy. So someone great to add in who's wearing clothes that you may be able to fit into. And if you're not a 16 and 18, maybe you're a 22 or 24 or whatever, find people that are wearing those size clothes so that you can follow them and get inspired by the way they look. Someone else who I think is really great to follow in general to sort of be reminded about some of this stuff about how negative diet culture can be for us is I Weigh. So that's a really famous site, and Jamelia Jamil runs that site. She's incredible. She's a real activist, and that's a really great one to be following. In terms of fitness, if you've been following lots of fitness people in the past, and you really need someone less skinny to follow or less attainable to follow, I really love @LouiseGreen_BigFitGirl. She's great because she's talking about fitness for larger bodies, and she looks healthy and happy and all those things that we want to be. If you're looking at food, I really love @no.food.rules. So anti-diet kind of information that's presented in a really fun way. I'll just say with this woman, I'm not trying to shame her, but she really does have a normal size body. So if that's triggering to you, sometimes to be given information about food and anti-diet stuff from someone who is very slender, that can feel a bit triggering for some people. But if you're not triggered in that way, she's a great option. And I really love another person who's kind of coming from a parenting perspective, but she's just sort of like a lifestyle person from Canada. And her name is @LoveZoePotter, all one word. She's another great person to follow. So I highly recommend that you find people who look like you. So your age group, your size. And there are people on Instagram and Facebook who are those people that you can follow who have the same interests as you. So that you can remember you don't have to be thin and young to be following your dreams, to do things that you love, to have hobbies, to be fit, to be fashionable, all those things. Remind yourself every day, find influencers that are more like you, your age, your size. And also find people who aren't constantly using diet culture language like this is good food, this is bad food, oh, I've been naughty today, you know, all that stuff. Try and have a break from those people until you're kind of healing yourself from that sort of talk. That will be really helpful as well. And I would love you to try this for a week. Just spend the next week really spring cleaning your social media, adding in a few new people, and report back to me. Let me know how you've gone. So I'm going to link to all of these Instagram accounts that I've just been talking about and my own in case you don't follow me yet. And I'm also going to put a link to the comment section on my website so that you can tell me how you've gone. So I hope you find this spring cleaning to be fun, and I hope you get a lot out of it in terms of just a completely new perspective on your social media. And yes, please let me know how you go. Have a great week, and I look forward to speaking to you next time. The Big Bellied Yogi is brought to you by me, Emma Paulette, an anti-diet personal trainer, health coach, and yoga teacher. Head over to emmapaulette.com to download your free intuitive movement workout kit.